First, I thought we would talk about women's water polo. You know, the Pac-10 is very strong in women's water polo.
I think that's the best conference this year.
Yeah. UCLA. What's this? What is this?
Oh, looky here.
It's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man from downstairs.
Donald Miller, look at here.
Hey, Clarence.
Look what I'm wearing.
He's got his Ranger plastic batting helmet on.
You bet. You got to be safe down there in that boiler room.
I don't think that plastic helmet's going to protect you from that.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay?
Fell off there. Sorry about that. Don't take my toupee with it, too. I'll get that out of there here in a little bit. But anyway, I was down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench.
Yeah.
And I heard you fellas talking about, let's see, football and baseball and golf.
Yeah, we talked a little Masters this morning. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you fellas know this, if you got a media guide handy there or whatever, but I played in the first Masters.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh.
In 1856.
The tournament's not that old.
Yeah, and believe it or not, first Masters I won.
You won the Masters?
I won, so I got my lifetime exemption right there, right out of the gate.
I don't remember reading that.
In fact, I thought about playing this year. But I was afraid I'd get paired up with that KJ Choi, and I already done been a part of one sneak attack in my lifetime, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let it happen to me again.
He's from, he's Korean.
Well, I was in that war, too.
South Korea.
Well, you never can tell. I don't think they can tell which one you're from until they do the DNA testing or something like that.
Golly.
But anyway, yeah. And in that first Masters, we had, you know, we did fivesomes back then.
You played fivesomes?
Yeah, fivesomes, and it was I'll be darndest pairing I've ever seen in my life. Of course, we could also drive carts back then, too. So, I mean, we were all hanging off of that cart.
That must have been a wild one.
Five guys on one cart.
Five guys, one cart. It was me, Bobby Jones.
Okay, a little early for him, but yeah.
Scott Hope, I think.
Scott Hope,
yeah. Really? Michelle Bombshell McGee, the mistress of Sandra Bullock's husband. And Stonewall Jackson was with us. And I think maybe in a sixth, because I think old Delkus was there, too. I don't know. I can't remember.
The timeline is real weird here.
But you know what? We didn't even make it to the third tee before Bobby Jones and Michelle McGee were going at it in an unconventional way.
Oh, my gosh.
While both were wearing World War II military gear, too.
In 1856.
Yeah. And Stonewall Jackson, man, that guy, he was rough to play with.
Was he?
A lot of people don't know that he was a rough guy to play golf with, but he was. Yeah, he got all agitated and crossways with Scott Hoke when he overheard Scott ordering a pop instead of a Coke. And you say, pop, you from the North, right?
Yeah.
So Stonewall accused him of being a Yankee and held a bayonet there to Scott Hoke's throat, threatening to gut him or run him through one.
This is all on the front nine.
Yeah, huh? You're on the front nine, and I didn't want any part of that, so I went over there, and I got in on that train that was lining up behind Michelle McGee.
All right.
And, and it was about that time I saw Bobby Jones smear a Hitler mustache under Michelle's upper lip, so I got the hell out of there.
He never did that.
Anyway, you guys head on down to the boiler
made up
for
story.
Some fresh cookies I made.
Cookies,
all right. See
y'all
later.
See you, Clarence.
Yep.
That's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here at the Ticket. It's 8:48.